It's our September edition of PMC Live. I'm your host, Catherine Monahan. PMC Live happens the first Thursday of every month, and that's when KFSK checks in with leadership at the Petersburg Medical Center to see what's happening there. Today, I'm joined in the studio by Katie Holmland, Youth Programs Coordinator and Kinderskog Administrator, and CEO Phil Hofstetter. We also have two new providers at PMC, Alice and Eric Hulebeck. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we're going to hear from the new providers at PMC and also talk about the transition of Kinderskog from a program that was under the Petersburg Lutheran Church to a program under Petersburg Medical Center. But first, Phil, could you please give us an overview of what's happening at the medical center?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Thanks for having us again. And just a couple of things. Obviously, what's happening at PMC is sitting right next to us, which is a really wonderful things. So we have a couple of new providers in the clinic that we wanted to let the public know about in the community. We have the Hulebecks here. We also had Angela Manish, who is a well-established nurse at PMC, and she also was on PMC Live last month. I think last 2 months, actually, talking about various things. And so we're very excited about having some additional resources in the clinic. And I don't want to preempted, but the Hulebecks have been at in Petersburg before, so they're coming back, which is really great. And then also very excited about our youth program and what Katie is doing. So I would probably just, from a high level standpoint, those are the things that are occurring. The aspect of the new hospital, just a few things. We did have the site selection that was occurring this summer. And that did occur, and we are also just waiting some on the results of that. So we'll probably have some more information down the line on those results. And then we're also going through our RFP process for the architects for in preparation for the new facility. So those are exciting things that are occurring. And at our board meetings and also at the assembly meetings, we'll provide some updates on those too.
Could you say a little bit more about the new sites you're considering?
Yeah, so on the master plan, we had an established a number of different sites that were identified, and they were selected down to or refined down to two sites up on the Excel Street in the Hogan site that we've incorporated into the master plan and have discussed at the assembly. And we just had to do environmental and geotechnical work up there to look at basically the depth of the muskeg and the environmental study, making sure everything is good in that realm. So those are things that occurred this summer, and we are waiting on the final report for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So turning to our new providers, could you please introduce yourselves?
I am Dr. Alice Hulebeck, and yes, I have been here before, and first of all, I'm very excited to be back. It has been 9 years. We left in 2013. While away, I guess I would just let people know that I'm a family practice provider, and after leaving Petersburg, I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I practiced as a hospitalist, which is a provider that sees patients in the hospital, as well as an outpatient family practice provider. We then moved to Montana, where we're moving from now. We lived in Kalispell, Montana, and we worked for a health organization called Logan Health. And we are glad to be back.
All right. My name is Eric Hulebeck. I'm a physician assistant and happy to be back as well. I've worked with Petersburg Medical Center in the past as well in medical records and as a medical assistant. And when we left here, it was partly so I could go back to school and become a physician assistant. So I've done family medicine and acute care when we were in Montana, and now we're back here.
Okay, so both of you lived here before. What brought you back?
Well, I guess I probably made us leave so I could go back to school. And then kind of as things, completed in school and we were looking for other adventures, and we weren't ready to come back here, I guess, right away at the time. But we checked out Montana for a little while, and then we decided Petersburg's better.
I'm curious, Petersburg, I'm not familiar with the community you mentioned in Montana, but I'm guessing that it's not on an island. I don't know if it's a small community. What is it about working with those factors, with Petersburg being on an island and being a small town? How does that impact your work with your patients?
I feel like it's a different experience medically, for sure. I mean, Albuquerque definitely is a large metropolitan area. And Kalispell, although considered rural in the lower 48, is still a rather large population. It is, the town of Kalispell has about 20,000 people, but the surrounding area is about 100,000. And in that, you have many medical specialties. And I feel that, especially in family medicine, you get put in a very specific niche medically. And so part of the reason, or one of the benefits of working in a rural community, especially on an island, is you actually get to do family practice, which is full spectrum medicine, if that makes sense.
It does. Thank you. And could you let us know just a little bit about yourselves, maybe some of your interests or things you're looking forward to doing again that you haven't done lately here in Petersburg?
Well, we definitely enjoy being outside. I won't speak for Eric, but of course, anyone who knows him knows that he greatly enjoys fishing. And definitely that is better here than in Montana.
Or Albuquerque.
Or Albuquerque, for sure. We enjoy hiking and biking and running. We have two children. We have a daughter who is in seventh grade and a son who's in fifth grade. So, of course, they absorb a lot of our time.
Well, I guess Alice is, you know, kind of give good summary. But, yes, enjoyed fishing in Montana and even New Mexico, but not in comparison to here. And I will try to fish every chance I get. And I enjoy hunting too, and just being outside and out on the water. And I enjoy having a smaller population that has a lot more sense of community than in some of the other places we've lived.
That makes sense. Well, thank you so much. So moving on to the topic of the Kinderskog transition. Katie, you are the administrator of the program. Could you first give a quick description of the program for those who might not be familiar with it?
Yeah, Kinderskog is, we're going into our fifth year. We had been under the Petersburg Lutheran Church and the Good Beginnings child care license, and we're primarily an outdoor-based program for kids ages 5 through 12. We are outside every single day, fishing, jumping in puddles, biking, doing whatever we can to keep kids moving and engaged and learning about the incredible place we live and hopefully creating lifelong lovers of recreation. And then now we're transitioning underneath the medical center and really excited about how our program is going to be able to grow now.
So what brought this transition about?
Well, Phil started advocating for child care programming. We know there's a child care shortage nationwide. And they put together a youth programming position that sounded really appealing. So I went for it. And my governing board at Good Beginnings allowed me to take Kinderskog with me. They were ready to part ways. I was co-founder of it, so it's kind of like my little baby. So thankfully they let me take the program so that their preschool can hopefully continue to grow as well. And
yeah. Yeah, I could probably add a little bit to that. One of the things that we were trying to be partners with in the community, and we heard through COVID, was the difficulty with childcare and childcare providers. And in January, there was a community cafe that really went into a lot of detail. And then there was also the work group that was set up through the assembly. And in both of those sessions, you know, which I am, and Katie's right, I'm a big proponent of this. This is something that's not new in healthcare. I've seen it well before COVID, and even in a place where I worked before that professionals coming in that have families, it's very difficult for childcare in healthcare, in everywhere, but also in healthcare specifically as well. So having an opportunity where you can build out some of those options for healthcare workers and professionals is something I've always been interested in. With the community cafe, some of the things that we heard were longevity and sustainability of workers, health or professionals who work with childcare, and providing benefits was one thing. And you know, as an organization, that could be something that we could have potentially contribute to in developing a program and looking at towards those sustainability. So it was both an effort to satisfy health professional and the shortage in health professional professionals in general, but also as a community need in the community. So it was trying to develop some of those things. And there's a lot of common threads between, childcare and the things that what Katie's doing, which is so, fantastic as far as youth wellness. When we're looking at a healthcare agency and we're looking at wellness programs, It's so exciting to see the outdoor program. It's very unique. I think it's just I'm very excited about it and developing and really building it up if we possibly can for both the hospital and the community.
That sounds great, and it sounds in line with what you were talking about earlier about being able to serve the entire family and how that's possible in a small town. What changes will parents and students see with the program?
Well, I think the biggest change will be we're in a new space. The medical center had secured a classroom even before I was brought on board. So we're in room 21 at Stedman Elementary. We're affectionately calling it the Skog Den. and that's like our little landing spot. We're not inside very often, but we have to have an inside space just in case the weather gets a little too intense for our Skoggies. That's the biggest change. We were also able to enroll more kids than we have in previous school sessions. So we have 34 kids enrolled right now. We won't have all of them on one given day, of course. But that's more than we've been able to enroll because we have a larger space and a more developmentally appropriate space for those kids. Before, we were sharing that preschool space. And so in those days, we had to go inside. It wasn't really set up for that age group we were serving, our 5 to 12 years old. So it will be nice to have that. And it's nice that it's already increased our capacity.
Are there particular services that you'll be able to offer now that you couldn't before?
I think the biggest one is we have enrolled kids off our wait list. And that's the biggest one. We're still childcare license is still pending, but we're going to be able to offer state financial assistance for childcare, which we had in the past as well. But that benefits a lot of our families as well.
And when is the first day?
Next Tuesday, September 6th. Really excited. It's been like 2.5 weeks without my little adventure buddies, so I'm excited to get back out there.
Nice. Anything else you'd like to let the community know about?
No, thank you for having us. I'm really excited. I'm gonna answer the question that you posed to the Hulabecs about coming to an island and I moved in 2018, so I still consider myself pretty new, and I probably always will be new in Petersburg. But is the ability to hop on your bike and get to work just as fast, or maybe even faster than your car. And that's one of the things that I really, really enjoy. And I just went on a trip to visit my family in New York, and it solidifies that experience. So I thought it was worth saying as the wrap up this session.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you. So this wraps up our monthly edition of PMC Live. Thank you to our guests, Katie Holmland, Alice and Eric Hulabak, and Phil Hofstetter. If you missed some of the show, we'll be posting it on our website, kfsk.org. PMC Live airs the first Thursday of every month.